This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization said Friday that with a COVID-19 vaccine on the horizon, nations must start investing and preparing for the next pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a special session of the UN General Assembly that many countries were simply not ready for a pandemic despite years of warnings. He said many mistakenly assumed their strong health systems would protect them from the current coronavirus pandemic. He said countries that have dealt with recent viral epidemics, including the severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is known as SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, or MERS, have done better in containing COVID-19. The WHO has met with criticism from some countries for its handling of the pandemic after China reported the first cases early this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has been one of the most vocal critics. On May 29th, he announced the United States will withdraw from the Global Health Organization. President-elect Joe Biden has said he will reverse that decision when he takes office in January. The health officers in six San Francisco Bay Area counties issued new stay-at-home orders on Friday as the number of virus cases surged and hospitals filled. The changes take effect on Sunday. They last through January 4th. The counties have not yet reached Governor Gavin Newsom's threshold announced a day earlier, requiring such an order when 85% of intensive care unit beds at regional hospitals are full. But they said the hospital system will be overwhelmed before the end of December, when Newsom's order would apply. It means restaurants will have to close both indoor and outdoor dining. Bars and wineries must close, along with hair and nail salons and also playgrounds. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Brexit talks between Britain and the European Union will shift to a one-on-one discussion between British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a final effort to find agreement on trade and security issues. The two leaders are expected to speak by phone on Saturday. The Guardian newspaper reports that the year-long negotiations had been widely expected to end with this one-on-one conversation, but the newspaper reports there's no certainty that the conversation will break the deadlock over issues such as fishing rights and involvement in financial markets. The Pentagon said Friday it's pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia, continuing a late-term push to withdraw U.S. troops from potential hotspots overseas. President Donald Trump has ordered the withdrawal of the troops. The Pentagon did not provide details, but said in a statement Friday a majority of approximately 700 troops in Somalia will be pulled out in early 2021. U.S. troops have been training and advising local forces that have been fighting the al-Shabaab extremist group for years. Just last week, a Defense Department watchdog report said U.S. Africa Command considers al-Shabaab to be Africa's most dangerous and imminent threat. The Bangladesh government has begun sending some Rohingya refugees to the controversial Basanchar Island, despite calls from human rights groups to halt the process. Seven Bangladeshi Navy and Army vessels carrying more than 1,600 Rohingya refugees from the Cox's Bazar refugee camps arrived in Basanchar on Friday afternoon. Two other boats accompanied them, carrying food and other provisions. A government official who did not want to be identified told VOA that several thousand more refugees are in the process of being relocated to Basanchar in the coming days. Bangladesh's foreign minister says no refugee is being coerced to move to Basanchar. He said the ones who are moving have volunteered to do so. Government officials say relocating the refugees will ease overcrowding in the camps. Human rights groups have long argued that the island, which was formed naturally by silt in the Bay of Bengal, is vulnerable to natural disasters and not suitable for human settlement. U.S. President Trump signed into law on Friday a bill that lets U.S. justice officials pursue criminal penalties against those involved in doping conspiracies at international athletic events involving American athletes, sponsors, or broadcasters. The bill was passed unopposed by the U.S. Senate last month. It is opposed by the International Olympic Committee, who have questioned why American professional and college athletes are exempt. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton.